it's nice to talk to you, and I hear you're back, or you're on your way back to Iowa. Is there anything in particular you have planned while you're back in the state?
Yeah, I'm going to be in some parades, but I don't have any town meetings because it's such a short recess, and it's difficult to get people to come to town meetings around the holiday weekend. But I would have a message for all of our all your listeners that we should honor the 240th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. And the reason for the importance of the Declaration of Independence, most people would say, well, we decided to be a country and not tied to Great Britain anymore. And that's a very significant and most often talked about aspect of it, but let me say something that's more important. That document, partway through, said we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, among them life, liberty, and the protection of happy life. Hey, can I start over again? Endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, among them life, liberty, and the pursuit of happy. What's important about that is that we're endowed by our Creator, not by government, with certain rights. And so Americans live in a very unique governmental system in regard to the government and their people. Most people around the world, even in some democracies, only have... we were just bothered here by the parking attendant. So let me start over again. We're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, among them life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What's significant about the Declaration of Independence is not only its separation of the colonies from the mother country of Great Britain, but also those words, we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. We're not endowed by our government with certain rights. And because if government gave us our rights, they could take them away. But it's just the opposite in our system, and we're very unique in the history of humankind on this. Since we're endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, we have given up some of those for government to exercise in our stead, but only what we have given up. And that's protected in the Bill of Rights, where they give life, they give freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of privacy, due process, and a whole bunch of other things. In fact, in the right to have guns. So when we listed those in the Bill of Rights, and since we don't know how many rights individuals have from God because you can't enumerate them, we said in the 10th Amendment at the end of the Bill of Rights, All of the powers not given to the federal government are reserved to the people in the states. So we live under the principle of limited government, that government can only do what the Constitution says it can do. The Constitution is to protect the people from their government. And so we live in a very unique society. So when we celebrate the 240th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, I hope people realize how unique or what makes our system so exceptional is that principle that's declared in the Declaration of Independence.
All right, Senator, you mentioned Great Britain and our separation from them, but over time they have become one of our greatest allies. How are you feeling about the recent vote by British citizens to exit the European Union? What do you think that was a good idea, and what do you think is going to happen?
Well, I didn't think it would happen. The fact that it did happen, and what I think of it, you kind of got it. In a democracy like ours, in this country, we would say the will of the people have to prevail, and they may not have the same kind of relationship of government to the people that we have. It's nearly the same, but the people of Great Britain decided, and how are you going to argue with what the people decide in a referendum? So I don't have any right to question it.
what do you think the result will be if they are no longer part of the union? And do you think it's going to have an impact, huge impact on the United States?
It's not going to have any impact on the friendship and historical relationship of the United States and Great Britain. It isn't going to affect that at all. Now, economically, there may be a period of adjustment. I'm not sure that I can define what that is, but I think it was reflected in the stock market. I think that the stock market will come back, and we may have to negotiate separate agreements with Great Britain, whereas if they were still in the European Union, what we negotiate with the European Union would include Great Britain. We'll have to go with that separately now. And I think militarily, we're going to continue to have the same cooperation we've always had.
All right. You and Senator Ernst both were part of introducing legislation in honor of an Iowan who was killed by a drunk driver in the country illegally. It's called Sarah's Law. And maybe you can kind of explain what you think that this bill will be able to do and why you are promoting it.
Yeah. It's because the Department of Homeland Security is not doing any what they ought to be doing. They have a priority list of people they're going to keep in custody, and it doesn't include people that kill people that are who are drunk drivers. This guy had a record of drunk driving. He shouldn't have been out on the road. He should have been in the custody of the Department of Homeland Security at the federal level. And the fact that he wasn't, he was free, and he killed this young lady, Sarah Root. So if they were enforcing the immigration laws the way they should and taking into custody the people that they should be taking into custody and keep them off the streets, we wouldn't need this. But this legislation is to correct a shortcoming of the Department of Homeland Security. And within the last 2 hours, I had the Secretary of Homeland Security before my committee of judiciary. And it was a regular oversight hearing. But I brought up the fact that we'd written a letter to get some information for Sarah Root's family about this guy. And they wrote back and said, the privacy laws don't allow us to give you that information. Now, give me a break. Privacy laws are going to protect somebody that killed somebody? Not only that, but the law is clear that the privacy laws don't protect illegal aliens. And so they wrote us, when we tried to get this information, they wrote back and said the privacy laws doesn't allow them to answer. So I put the Secretary of Homeland Security on the spot and said, you know, what the law says, you aren't reading the law, get us the information. And he said he was going to do that.
And the individual that killed Sarah Root, he's not in custody, and he's currently at large and has been for quite some time, right?
5 months. He got out on bail. Local authorities asked the Department of Homeland Security to take custody of him. They didn't do it. And he got out on a $50,000 bond with only having to pay $5,000 of it. So he's got to, in a sense, get out of jail ticket free for $5,000. My guess is he got home, went home to Homeland Security, went home to Honduras, the country where he came from. And he's on the 10 most wanted list of Homeland Security and immigration people, but if he's home in his own country hiding, or even if we found him down there, it'd be a long time getting him back to the United States for trial.
All right. Senator, that's all the questions I have today, and I wish you happy travels on your way back to Iowa.
And happy 4th for you, too.
All right. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.